to play for us. Okay, it's now time for the mini set, and that's three pieces of poetry or music, and in this case, it's a mix. Michelle Boulay is a fine poet. She also plays the keyboard beautifully, and she's going to be doing both tonight. She's going to start with a piece on the keyboard and then do a couple of poems, and on her second poem, Jay Kanzinger will back her up on guitar. So please, a big welcome for Michelle Boulay.
Thank you.
Whoops. We're
vertically challenged here greatly. I know. Stages have an effect of doing that. That was a cover of a 17th century piece, Dido's Lament. Some of you might be familiar with it, maybe not. Man, getting these finger symbols. Okay, great. All right. This is entitled Night of the Renegade Moo. Each evening they lead old Bess into the barn just when the grass cools so sweetly in the back meadow, just when evening shadows grow violet in the softening dusk. She might like to chew in the pasture by the light of a filling moon, fireflies lighting her way. She might like to sniff the fragrant breeze, but each night they dutifully escort her into the dusty confines of their barn and stuff her bovine bulk into a cramped stall filled with the tang of her own urine, the aroma of sun-baked cow patties ruling the stale air. Why don't they let her stroll through the gentle night fields, to munch soft hay, to listen to crickets fiddling their legs with melodic pitch. Do they fear her easy nature will transform in the brightening moon, that she'll grow sinister fur and sharp ears, that she'll growl fiercely and salivate over long fangs, chase and devour their precious chickens, leaving random feathers and bloodied tracks in the dusty henhouse? Or do they fear that if they leave her to stroll the dark fields of clover, while they turn to go lock themselves into their hard little box of a house, that perhaps if they turn back just once more to watch her peaceful form gracing the dim meadow, they just might see her hulking shadow gallop willy-nilly through the eerie pasture, udders swinging wildly, her loud moos resounding like a wild dog's baying. They just might see her take a renegade leap high into the indigo umbrella of stars and fly crazily past the smirking face of the now full moon, far beyond the tiny fences of their imaginations. And perhaps they fear that while they stand there with mouths gaping and hearts stopped with shock, they'll miss the spoons and forks scrambling out of the kitchen drawers to escape into the long, dark grass, tinkling and giggling as they run. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we'll just move it right up to here, just to the edge.
That'll be cool.
That work for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And she can stand someplace else.
Where do you want me to stand?
You want to switch over to this side? Would that be more comfortable? She can stand someplace else.
Okay, let me switch, I guess.
Okay. He is on three. Wait 1 second, Michelle. Let me get a pick out here.
Great, thank you. How's that? Migrating all over the place tonight. This is entitled Even Barbie is an Immigrant. A little history on Barbie. She was originally created as a Bild Lily doll in West Germany in the early 1950s, based on the comic strip printed in Die Bild Zeitung. The main character named Bill Lilly, who used her feminine wiles to maneuver her way through the male-dominated business world, maintaining her independence. We're immigrants on this planet. We squat this whirling sphere of molten rock with critters, one-celled wigglies, two-legged stompers. We bray, push to the front of the line. The Liberty Queen stands in the harbor, covered in bird dung, layers of soot, the message low by her feet. Give me your tired, give me your poor. A siren to lure ancestors to the island. They morph into ant-cheap labor, baited by promises, golden gateways, cheap dreams. They filter through immigrant sieves, family names shred to silly syllables, cultures colloid into the jello mix, compliance and submission, bland batters of conformity. Tested, taunted, some of them fall into death, sift through the mesh of niggling fishermen who burn them with the ice of welcome. Even Barbie is an immigrant, shuffled through the gateway of Mattel, her saucy Teutonic origins transmuted to a prim version of fabricated femininity. Genuine plastic, outfitted with mantis legs and a wasp waist to pass de rigueur of our tight white society, safely synthetic for our little girls. We draw imaginary lines between countries, assign men with rifles and dogs to guard holy boundaries. No crossing liberty's land, scream out foreigners. Yet we are also foreign, like early refugees escaping the prejudice slap. We immigrate and rename those already here, steal their land, enslave and murder them. They already live here thousands of years. They never own land. Can you harness a cloud? Can you funnel an ocean? They shake their heads over fancy words for territory, beads for dirt. Can you claim the earth? Can you divide her waters? Can you sell her air? We think we can own her, but at best, we're squatters. We're all renting here, ignoring the landlady. Thank you very much. Happy July 4th. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Ira. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, everybody.
Wonderful mini set by Michelle Boulay. Did you bring any of your books with you?
No, I don't have any. Right.
Not this time. Another time. Big hand, please, for Michelle Boulay and also for Jake.